Yishalmi Pei Daf Yudalid. The Gemara, things with the next mission. The Mishnah says that Tamarim, that the dates are also Mechuyev and Peya. So the Gemara brings a Braisa. Looked in a Braisa and Tosefta of Yosef Rav Yudah Aimer, Reitve Tamarim Peturim and Apeya. This type of dates, Rotav dates, are Peturim and Apeya, they're Patif and Peya. Why they put different pesach? So what are these types of dates? So the Mefarshim calls them their reitav is lashon moist, that they're wet. They're moist. The Rosh Misalua learns haynu min tamarim she'enem esbashlim. These are dates that are not fully ripe. They're fully cooked, fully ripe. They're that's how they come down. That's how they when they fall to tree. They're a little bit they're not ripe yet. The Pnei Moshe learns it's Shehen Rutuvim V'lachin Harbei Machmas Rov Devash Ezemayim. They have a tremendous amount of honey in them, and therefore they're very liquidy. They're very moist because of the juice that's in them, and therefore they're low because you have to take them off by hand. When you take them off the tree, you can't use a kli. It says you have to take miyach and eskalkul, that they shouldn't become ruined, that they shouldn't become damaged by taking a kli. It's so soft that it'll crush. Therefore, I look at your putz and pay. Why you putz and pay? So the Gemara says, one of the things that we said in the Mishnah, the things that are mechuyev and peya, are things that are collected, all harvested at one shot, at one time. And here, the first ones that you take off are not, do not wait for the second ones to come, or the later ones to come off. So therefore, since they're not taken off as one time, it's a chesaron in the one of the basic requirements of peya. And therefore, the halacha is they're putz and peya. Again, you don't wait for to collect them from at one time. Therefore, it's it does part of impeya, these type of dates. So the Gemara says that there's a machlokes here. You said name of Yehuda. Yos, you're correct. In other words, that what you said that there's lechayr the svar is makes sense since they're not harvested at one time. It's missing the number one of the five formulas, the requirements to make peya chiyav peya. So of course, there's no chiyav peya. Break the gemara, my tar drabana. But we know that according to the brisa, within the mitzvah, there's a rabbanan disagree, and rabbanan disagree and say that they are mechuyav and peya. What's a tan rabbanan lechayr? They're missing this factor that they're not collectible at one time. So therefore, why do we not? Why contra rabbanan is it not? Why contra rabbanan is there no din of that? Now, where do we see the rabbanan argue? So the Ma'ariv Fulda explains the argument of Yosi, because the fact the mercy of Yosi be the omer beloy omer tanya of Yosi be yoda mashuv digar rabbanan. They quote his name. It's the Brisa says Yosi be yoda, doesn't say tanya of Yosi be yoda. Vaistai said the Ma'ariv the Ma'ariv Fulda that the Brisa says the machlokes tanoim the rabbanan disagree. So according to contra rabbanan. Why taka is there din peya if they're not collected at one time? So Rav Zeira, Kedosh Rav Zeira says, Nesha Yikulon Tzrikon Sa'or Basakas. Because all the dates on the rotav that are collected, all are collected, are gathered together in piles at one time. And so Basakas, they all kaif be together. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explained, since the says the Pnei Moshe, Afa Pita Enig Marin Mepan, even if they're completed, and they all get ripe. What do you do when you put them on the ground? They have to go ahead and they want to pile on top of the other. So they begin to warm with each other. They begin to provide heat, insulation. Therefore, it has to go. They get to connect it together. This is what causes the final ripening. So since that's what the process is, it's like it's harvested at one time. But even though you take them off the tree early, different stages, since you pile them together on the ground, so therefore it all ripens together in one shot. The Chachamim call that's a din of Bekuya Pei. That's considered as if you were collected it at one time. That is the way the Rashi Misalul learns the Gemara. They get together, you pile them together, and therefore it changes the formula, makes it considered as if it's considered at one kalakuta, one collection, and therefore the halacha would be that you that there is a chiyav peya. That's what Rabbanan, Tam the Rabbanan, that there is a chiyav peya. Gemara says another halacha. Yitzchak bar Chalkula, Yeshua ben Levi, Tarvai and Amrin. Both of them said, "Kol kois kiyarek." The kolkos plant is considered like a yarek, like a vegetable. Now, what is this? What is this plant? So the Mefarshim explain. This is one who's it acts differently. Some say it's a different type of plant. It's from the cabbage family. Some say that it's other types of things, other types of vegetables. And the idea is that it's halakas of a vegetable in many different areas, and I look at that after you plant them in the ground, it doesn't, it still retains its seeds. Says the Rashi Masulah, min yeraku, v'asherish alo hitma ba'aret, you plant the root in the ground, it's ready to eat. Right away, it's ready to eat, and the seeds do not disintegrate. And you actually, it's edible at that point already. It's a special type of thing called kultis, and therefore, it's a gadol b'Mitzrayim. According to the Pnei Moshe, it grows in Egypt, and you can eat it the way it is. It's already it's an Egyptian plant that's ready to be eaten in the state that it's in. Some type of cabbage, etc. Therefore, it has a din of a vegetable. Lagabe, what are locals? The Gemara doesn't explain. Has a din of a vegetable, Zatta Gemara, Lagabe, Maisros. Has a din of a vegetable, and it's Lagabe din Maisros. And what it says as far as Maisros go, that it's the local when you take Maisa from it, that just like the share, that the amount of Maisa is Echa Tishrei, that's the share of Maisa Sheni, that's the share, unlike the trees that it's Tu B'Shvat or Chodesh Shvat. So therefore, it goes by that din of Maisa from there, not based upon the trees itself. It's a din of a Yerek, not a din of an Elon. As the Rashi Misalu explains, that it's a... That's the chiddush of the Gemara. It's a yerek, has a din of a yerek, lagabe meiser, the cutoff date, and not lagabe, the din of an elon. Same thing Mar says, l'shvias, the same halakha by shvias. That the halakha by shvias, we know that the Torah says, the Maral Fulda explains, the din of meiser is the same halakha that we said, lagabe din meiser. It said that the shvias, the same thing. The lap ilon hu, same thing. It's not a din ilon that's an isur shvichim, etc. But din of a yerek, and therefore the luck is it's you're not eat it by shvias because a tree at certain times of shvias you can, but a yerek you cannot. This is a din of yerek lami meisav as well. Ulapeya as well as a luck of peya, just like a luck of peya that it's considered something that you go ahead you could store that doesn't just rot right away. A look is, you can store this as well. Now, we said before that yerakos generally is not a din of peya because you can't store them because they rot very quickly. They spoil. So therefore, it has to be only some things that stay you could store in a storage. So two over here, this type of Egyptian vegetable, Egyptian plant, is a din of a yerak that does store. And therefore, lagabi peya, it would have a din of peya that mechi of peya. As the Gemara explains, the Gemara said that and then there's another halacha that Shemur brings down, which is a different girsos. Whether we say it's a din of the bikurim, whether bikurim also apply, some are not gerus bikurim. The Pnei Moshe brings down that is gerus bikurim. It's a bechem bikurim she'ein mevi'in. Only bring from the shevus aminim, so the same halach applies by vegetables. Is no din bikurim because it's not shevus aminim, and others say it doesn't even apply to bikurim. Bikurim is not included in it. And some you don't say the gear. Rashi Masloah learns it's din shi kalayim, that it's not an elon, and if there's no din kalayim, if you plant it in a kerem, it's not like another tree, a different mint, and therefore would not be considered nisur kalayim. That's the way he is garis, and similarly, it seems that the Fulda also seems to be garis that as well. Yeah, because he says clearly, Bikurim Lurk Loigar is like a Kaiman. We told you about it. Now, what's the last thing in here? Right? Ladarim is Tzricha. Lagabi Nadarim, Tzricha. Lagabi Darim, the Lurk is, you would have to go at Tzricha, you would have to go Mavara. What does that mean, Tzricha? Lagabi Nadarim, says the Rashmi Salo, a person who's Noidim and a Yerek. It's a suffix whether this thing is considered Yerek and it's Usher or not, whether it's an Elon. Do we say, no, what's halacha? This thing is a din yerek, but lagabe, this halacha of a neder, when you say I'm a neder, I'm not going to eat any yerek, is this included in the din yerek or does not include in the yerek? So the Gemara passes the Mishnah Dharma, look how Lashem and Eadmi, go after what Lashem people say. And people don't call this, they call it yerek, they call it Elon, they don't call this a yerek. So the question is, what is the halacha over here? So the Gemara Tzricha, Hamed Sharecha, I am a Masafkale, a Masveka Saka Bechega Lukumra. According to the way the Rashi Mishnah learns, the Gemara, it's a shayla. Tzricha, it ends without being pushed to shayla. You know, it requires birur, requires clarification. Says the Gemara, says again the Pnei Moshe, What it means? The Gemara doesn't pass in whether it's in Yerik or not. It blives a suffix. The Gemara Pneos seems to say that the Gemara is Mavarer. But the idea is that Lagabi this halacha, it applies whether it applies to this halacha of a din yerek or not. Says the Gemara, by the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the Yailam, who knows the Mishnah pay, I'll put them in the Maestros. Halacha is, if a person goes ahead and gives the halacha of payah, you have to give Maeser. So the halacha, you don't give Maeser on something that you take payah from, you don't have to give Maeser from. So the question is, when is the sheer Maeser, when is the halacha of Maeser come in? And when you follow the idea of payah, that is potter from ma'aser. Says the Mishnah, "All of us mishum payah potter from ma'aser." Person always gives produce; you always go by payah. Must even when you know you cut it, not only after you harvest it, and it's in the ground. Halacha is still the chi of payah. Umela potter from ma'aser. Potter from ma'aser is when add until what is the time that it changes? What is the time that it no longer has a din of payah, and now that it has a din of chi of ma'aser? That the Gemara says that chiyamarek until you go ahead, you pile it into a pile, and you smooth it out on top. That is the procedure, the process of when we consider something a ma'isa was done, a gemar malacha was done to it, and now the chi of ma'isa takes effect. So again, all you do in the beginning, you harvest it, you throw it up in the air, you whatever you do, all those different things, you shovel it together, is you need to put it in a pile. That's not considered any chi of ma'isa yet until you smooth out the pile. When you smooth out the pile, memareach, that separates the din of chi of peya, and now you have a chi of ma'isa. That is the rule of Masa. The notion of Shem Hefker, put them in a Masa Achi Yasser. A person also can give produce as Hefker. You put them in a Masa, the same idea, until you make a Mayat, until you pile it up in your Mamarik, until you smooth it out. Until that time, a person is not Mechuyev in the din of Peya, and you put it for Meiser. Once you Mamarik, the Chi of Peya ends, and now you Chayev Meiser because you reach the stage of what creates a din of Meiser, which is the din of Mamarik. There's the Mishnah Vaita. Mishnah continues. The Yailam, the Gemara says, what is halacha? Gemara says, the Ketina Mishnah, says, U'maycha behem l'chayil ofos, v'atav in ha-maisos. You ought to feed behem l'chayil ofos from food, from things that are not, that is stuff that you're put in ha-maisos from. Things that you're not m'chayil ha-maisos, you're allowed to give it to animals to eat, as no kashivas. Once you're b'marech, you put it in a pile, you smooth it out, it's now becomes aser to give to animals. It has a kashivas to it. It's now what's aser to eat. The Raisa Torah asks it. And therefore, once you come to Mamarek, there's nothing you can do anymore. Oh, Mashi Mamarek. Mamarek said, Mishnah brings down, says the Pnei Moshe, Shemliya Pevin Asod Makuba Kaiv Lahafim Ratolos, Achi Mach, Shiasi Kriya La Tvua, the Yashu Pnei Akri Berosa. You go ahead and you make the pile of Tvua, then you smooth out the pile, that's Kumiruach. From that point on, you have a Chi of Meiser. Otherwise, you have no Chi of Meiser. Well, it's the same thing over here. If you come to be mafkir a field, the same halacha. Until you can't do anything, until you can do whatever you want until you're mamarek. Once you're mamarek, you have a chi of maaser, you can't be mafkir anymore. That's too late. Remember, not talking about garden, azar, put them in a maaser, and the halacha, you're allowed to take produce from a floor, a place where you threshed it in the ground, you put them in a maaser until you're mamarek. Again, the very kiva. Same halacha applies that anything that you didn't do mamarek to, that's the maaser that turns it into a chi of the raisa of a, what do you call it? Mamareach. And therefore, anything you did until that point is not considered a chi of ma'aser. Therefore, even it's a question, the Gemara says, the Mishnah is saying, even something that you know to min agar na'yak, you took it from the ground, and you're going to take it, and you're going to use it, the halacha is you don't have to give truma ma'asers, the kohen will leave you, anything until you mamarech, and that's when the chi of all starts. Says the Mishnah continues, poim levi lo kohen agar. The kohen levi took ma'aser from the gairon, a ma'aser shall end achi mirako. It's considered ma'aser, as if it's separated, until the mamarech. Once the mamarechet, then the halacha is, if not once the mamarechet, then the halacha is, the rabbanon, they're mechuyev, not mechuyev, take the raisa, ma'aser deraisa, but the rabbanon, they're mechuyev too. The halacha is that they do it, whatever they do, they're now mechuyev to go ahead and to give ma'aser from it after mamarech. Before mamarech, the halacha is they're not mechuyev to give ma'aser from it. Same idea, same concept applies, that they're potter from, once they give the, once it's mamarech, then it becomes potter to do. That's the criteria, that's the ma'aser that determines whether it's ma'aser or not. The ma'aser, the action that turns it is the din of ma'ariach. Same thing, a person's makdish produce, and then he's paid, then he frees it, he redeems it. Chayim Ma'aser Chayim Gizbar is Chayim Ma'aser until the Gizbar is Ma'arekah. Once the Gizbar Ma'arekah, it now belongs to Hekdish, and there's no Din Ma'aser. You put in Ma'aser because it now belongs to Hekdish. So the same halacha. Whenever you do something Ma'aser at Ma'arekah Gizbar, says the Meshur Slow, explain Ma'arekah Gizbar Kodem Afish Yakak Putim Ma'aser. You put in Ma'aser. The Gunchak Save Lumut Hekdish. Our Pado Kodem Ma'arekah. You put it before your Ma'arekah since you Gomem Malachdo while it's still in your hand. Halacha is your Chayim Ma'aser because no longer Hekdish. Now belongs to you. The halacha is you'd be mechuyev in giving ma'aser from there as well. Now the Gemara is just going to go into a discussion whether it's halacha of peya is only peya after mareach. The question is, only, you know, it's not, you're potter for ma'aser, peya is potter for ma'aser until you mareach it, then it changes the status. Now you have a chiyuv ma'aser. What about the chiyuv bikurim? When does the chiyuv bikurim start? Does it start later or not? The Gemara is going to discuss this halacha. The Gemara makes halacha of Yossi, of Yaakov, of Zitri, b'shem av Abba, lechemi b'amarukvin, umati b'shem av Yoikanon. Hefesh bikurim mikriyim amarech. A person separated bikurim from a smoother pile of grain. It's smoothed out. Potim truma gadola. You potim truma gadola. Again, why you potim truma gadola? Because since la halacha is once you amarech, you potim from meiser. And therefore, since la halacha took effect with the amarech, when you took it, they took your truma meiser took effect. You don't have to go give meiser nakamal again because you were yotzei with the giving of the meiser. Says the. There's the Rishma Salah, the Kurum Tzol and Kroh Lehem Shem Mechubur. You have to give a Shem Mechubur. Therefore, if you're going to be Dimon, now you gave Truma and Meiser, so now you're going to be Marekit as a new Shem. A new Shem, therefore you're not Mechuyiv to give Meiser at this point. You're not Mechuyiv even to be Kurim to take Meiser off this Halakha Mechubur. You put them in Truma Gedola. And Mar's in a question, where do we see this from? Where do we get Halakha from? And is it stem into what the Mishnah had said coming up now? The new Mishnah, where we see where this Halakha applies by Bekurim or by other cases as well.